the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Friday's podcast. Let's get into the show because I want to play an extra round of the one word song game.
Okay, we need to recover from what just happened.
Those two girls.
I'm back, guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's time to celebrate that for the end of the week.
Look, I listened back to Wednesday's show, Sarah, and my voice sounded terrible. It's still not 100%, but geez, it's better, isn't it?
It's a lot better, thank goodness, because Scott, as much as I love you, you're nothing on Lee's.
Oh, he's fine, everything.
That's fine. I don't even care.
I know you're back on deck today, but I've had a terrible night overnight.
Why?
So I'm putting this up as an excuse if I go off the rails today. I had the worst night's sleep. So of course, this happens when my husband Wills was away last night for work. He's back today, but at 12:30 a.m., our home alarm system activated. So I woke up to the sound of internal and external sirens going off. And I thought, holy crap, there is somebody in my house. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I deactivated the alarm and I thought, Jesus, I've got to go downstairs and see what the hell is going on. So I traipsed downstairs. I couldn't see anything amiss. I could see on my alarm details that the entrance, the front door, had been triggered.
Whoa, gosh, that's scary.
Okay, it is scary.
See, this is why you need a dog. Because if you had a dog, the dog would be going berserk.
Well, normally, Wills would be beside me in bed and he would deal with anything.
But he's not a dog, is he? He doesn't bark, does he?
He does have a bark on him. But anyway, I thought, right, what am I going to do here? So I couldn't get back to sleep and I took myself out to the couch.
Right, why?
And I had a contingency plan. So I thought, right, if somebody is actually in my house, they're going to have to walk up my stairs. I'm going to push them back down the stairs. Okay?
Sarah.
I'm going to get them. I'm going to heave them back down the stairs. No intruder will stand
a chance. That makes no sense.
Nothing makes sense.
They would have a weapon.
In the dark of the night. Okay?
Yeah,
all these thoughts go through your head. Anyway, I didn't sleep a wink. Daylight came and I called our home security company. And I said, look, this is triggered. I don't know what's going on. Can you please come over and have a look at what's happened? So God bless them. He came over and he said, mate, it's a gecko.
Bloody gecko.
A gecko had triggered my alarm. I said, how do you know it was a gecko? He said, because I can see on this window ledge there are little gecko poos, little bastards. And he reckons that it had gone across the sensor and triggered it.
What are you going to do to stop?
A gecko has ruined my day.
What are you going to do to stop that happening again?
No,
like,
well,
next time it'll actually be an intruder and you'll be like, piss off, gecko.
These Asian geckos taking over the country.
What a weird thing to say.
Well, that's what they are. They're Asian geckos. They're not the native geckos.
Yeah,
they're Asian geckos that are the pests, because I am a font of knowledge.
All right, Pauline.
That's why everyone... Oh, stop it. No. I'm not racist against geckos.
All
I'm
right,
just
mate.
Saying these
Sounds
are the ones. Stop
it.
Yep,
all right, mic's off before it gets worse.
Oh, my God.
Sarah, you know how we do love an intervention. Scotty and I, actually, Scotty, you were the one who spotted this on Facebook and
initially I laughed
concerned.
And then I was hurt.
Well, you laughed and then you screenshotted it and then you sent it to me and we both said to each other in a message, we said, what's happening with her? Like, what has happened to her that this is something that she wants to do? And what we're talking about is a particular event.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a particular event that you have clicked interested.
Yeah.
You know, on Facebook, an event will come up.
Yeah.
It'll say.
And you can tick going, not going, or interested.
And if you say interested, it just kind of reminds you when the event's coming up in case you've still got some free time.
But the other thing it does is it says to me in my feed, it'll say your friend Sarah is interested in this event.
So we can all see what you're interested in. Were you across that?
Yeah, I don't think I've liked anything that's weird.
It's nothing. That's half the problem.
Before we get to it, we get invited to big trivia events. We get invited to, you know, we go invited to the movie premieres, the like Disney Pixar putt-putt.
Oh, okay. Well, who's big noting?
You get invited too.
But and you don't ever go to them with us.
No.
But yet there is this event on Facebook that you are apparently going to.
I don't know what it is.
And we don't understand. I'm going to read it out,
what
okay?
Is it?
Because I have an issue with how G-rated your life is, and I think it's got to stop.
I now, honestly have no clue.
An event in July that Sarah has clicked interested on. Pull on your gumboots and get muddy in the paddock picking your own carrots. It's wholesome fun for everyone. Enjoy the free activities on offer, including, wait for it, carrot craft,
ooh,
the tractor sandpit, and our tractor and truck display. Bring your cooler as we'll be selling all things carrot, including carrot cake, carrot juice, carrot and beef sausages on carrot bread. Don't forget, there will be coffee. But sorry, no carrots in this.
Oh.
I did click that I was interested on that because it falls during the school holidays and I thought that would be really fun to take the kids to because, you know, they say these days so many kids don't know where their food comes from. I thought it would be fun to go out
Do
in the country
though?
And pick carrots with the children.
I feel
Do you
like
not
I
think...
feel like you carrot wait to go there, but I think your kids want to go with Auntie Lee's to something actually. I mean,
actually,
look,
do you know what my eldest girl said to me last night when she was getting out of the bath? She said,
"Can we go pick carrots,
said,
please?"
No, she said, "Mum, why is our family so sensible?" And I said, "Well, because sensible means safe. That's why." And she said, "Why can't I jump into a creek?" With Lee's and her boys.
She can jump into a
creek
with me.
She is still stuck on the fact that when you came over to my house, you were showing her family videos of you jumping off a bridge into a body of water that you hadn't tested the depth of, may I
yes,
add.
Yes, I had. I could and see the to boys, the bottom of it.
And the boys jumping in. I mean, it gives me heart palpitations, but she wants in on your family.
So what, your but rationale is that she'll be safe in a carrot field? Doing
yes.
carrot craft.
Yes. You've just got to give it a bit
I mean,
of a yank and there you
sad.
Go.
She'll also be terribly sad.
You know what? I'm determined to go to this event now that you've called me out on it.
Well, pull on your gumboots. Because I carrot wait to hear all about it.
Those two girls.
Wheel of News.
Yes, it's that time of the week where any news stories that Lise and I sourced from around the globe that didn't quite make the cut into the mainstream part of the show gets a little Guernsey. We might be able to resurrect one that we found, Lise.
I'm excited, Sarah. What's on the wheel today?
Okay, first up, woman gets stuck inside toy car and has to be cut out.
There's been a lot of that going around lately, adults getting into children's play equipment.
Is that you? Or
I
haven't heard anything else at
you?
All? No, not a scaring. Brand spanking new tournament sees women slapping each other's bums until they fall over.
Sarah, I told you not to do that anymore.
Well, I wanted to make it a news headline. I thought it would catch on.
Okay.
Anyway, stop bending over in front of me.
I mean, I know my Pilates is paying off and I know Peach Watch is a real thing.
I mean, it is certainly firm. I go into Woolies, I feel the stone fruit, and I think this reminds me of Lee's bar.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not even stone fruit season anymore.
No, it's not. But, you know, really? Never let that get in the way of a good story.
It's not even stone fruit.
Stone fruits are summer.
I don't know if anybody was listening to Sarah being like, oh, this sounds very factual. But thank goodness that you stepped in and pointed out why it's not actually happening.
What's another headline that we could be?
Side note, mine feels like a squashed avocado. Next up, bride stunned by sister-in-law's behaviour when she pops to the toilet during a meal.
That sounds like what's happening with my FODMAP diet.
Oh my God.
It's too much. Minnesota police officer mows elderly woman's lawn after noticing it's overgrown. That doesn't actually sound like a very good news headline. I don't know. I must have been clutching at straws there. Okay,
that's
and finally, ex-American soldier reunited with first love he met during World War II after 75 years. I mean, God, I love those stories.
I do too.
I love
Okay, spin
those
the wheel.
Stories. Spin the wheel. Ah, women get stuck. stuck. A woman gets stuck inside toy car and has to be cut out.
All right, tell me.
All right, Lise, let's deep dive into this phenomenon that you think is happening regularly
Sarah,
across the world.
I have seen on YouTube people, like grown-ups getting into like the kids' swings at parks and they can't get out. They've got to get cut out by the firefighters. So is this another one of these?
Well, similar. So a woman has jumped into her one-year-old cousin's little red and yellow coupe. You know those ones that...
The plastic cars,
right?
Yeah, yep.
So she has thought, I'll get in this. I'll give it a little spin, Fred Flintstone style, but got cut, got stuck. So her dad had to come and cut her out. She was in there for an hour. And do you know how he cut through the plastic chassis?
How?
With a butter knife.
Huh?
Yes.
How would you be able to cut?
I don't know. I think the real cars are very tough. I think the real story is father cuts through plastic with a butter knife.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. So she was in there for a full hour. She was wedged inside it with her midriff stuck along the front of the car and it was jammed into the back of her neck.
So not a comfortable position.
So she was totally unable to wriggle out of it until
Dad came to the rescue.
He's obviously making...
Serves her right.
This was in Scotland, so he'd probably just finished some haggis and thought, oh, try, what's that girl of mine done?
Here we go. You just wanted to do a Scottish accent, didn't you?
Copperhead Road.
Oh my God, that's his go-to Scottish.
We don't have bagpipes.
Scottish music. Instead, he's like, "Oh, I can smell a whiskey burning down Copperhead Road." I think that was a little bit Irish. I better go cut me daughter out of the car.
You know what? You two cannot sing Copperhead Road every week. So this has to stop.
Okay, I think you've thrown down a challenge, Scott. Can we make sure Copperhead Road is in this hit network show every week?
Back on Copperhead Road.
This isn't me, people. Sarah and Scotty.
This was every Sunday afternoon at the pub in uni years.
The worst wheel of news we've ever done.
Come on, Lise.
While you were at the bar scabbing free drinks, Scott and I were foot stamping to Copperhead Road.
I was foot stamping, all right.
I've got a social etiquette question to pose to you.
Okay. You're usually pretty good with your etiquette. So what's happened?
I also like saying etiquette very slowly. Anyway, I was in a shop yesterday, right? And I was browsing through the racks.
Surprise.
Shut up.
Do you ever not shop?
You know what? I've got money to spend.
Oh, Sarah, you're so up yourself.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you where I was. I was in an outlet store buying track pants for my kids. All right. So back off. Anyway, I got a beautiful pair of DK and Y trackies for $16.95. I was quite pleased with myself. Anyway.
What the heck just happened?
I don't know. K-N-Y. You've derailed me. I told you I didn't have
enough. DK and Y trackies.
Well, was that an outlet?
Okay.
All right, go. What's your conundrum?
Okay. As I was looking through the tracky racks, the 18-year-old shop assistant, I reckon she was about 18, 19, right? Mm. Came up to me and said, "Can I help you with anything, Dal?" Oh, and I politely said, "Oh, no, thank you. I'm just having a look." But I've got to say, can someone younger than you, significantly younger than you, dial up a dial? Because I think you can only ever dial to somebody younger than you.
Your junior.
Yeah. So I will say it to kids, "You're right there, doll. Do you need it? Do you need help with anything, hun?" That's fine. But I would never, like, I'm 38. I would never say to somebody 20 years older than me, "How are you today, doll?" Never.
Mm.
Unless I was an aged care nurse and I was helping elderly people. I'd say, how are you?
Pause.
Pet.
Maybe that's the thing. You said she was 18. To her, you are elderly. Just said it. You said it's okay to dial up a dial if you're an aged care nurse. Now, maybe this young lass saw you and she said, "I can't see her Zimmer frame, I'm pretty sure."
Do you reckon there's a whole...
She's not old. The way I was hoping.
There's a whole series of nicknames here. Like, I'm thinking love. I'm thinking honey.
I don't ever nickname anyone that I don't know.
Yeah?
No. Don't like it. I don't call anyone babe. I don't call anyone love. I don't call anyone...
She says, "Hey, dog."
I don't call anyone like love. I don't know. I just don't.
Because
it's very presumptuous.
Even for kids?
I say, hey, you. That's what I say to my own kids.
Hey, boy one, boy two.
When you flip it, because this is a problem with guys too. Buddy, champ, big man.
That's right. Would you ever come face to face with somebody who was a couple of decades older than you and say, what's up, champ?
If someone 10 years younger than me said, you know, how are you, buddy? I'd be like, sorry?
Yeah. Do you think it's something that people use when they don't know your name?
Oh, I mean, that's just awkward.
But why use it at all? If you don't know someone's name or if you're trying to be polite, just why couldn't she have just said, can I help you there?
I know. I feel like it's a little bit condescending.
It's condescending. I do. I say honey to kids.
Yeah.
But I don't say honey to anybody else.
I wish you would. You could say it to me. It wouldn't go astray.
Now it's getting weird.
No, I mean, we're the same age, though, so that's all right. We could do it to each other. I mean, you're a bit older.
Oh, my God. I am, like, 6 months older than you.
That's still older, isn't it?
And a lot bloody wiser, I'll tell you that.
All right, sweetheart.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Here comes the one, na-na-na-na.
I'm only one word away.
Just one, just one, just one.
Wow.
I'm excited. And I hope that my training's going to pay off because I have been practicing. As I said before the break, you may not believe it.
In fact, that's actually the true reason your voice went kaput during the week, because you were preparing for this moment, the one word song game where Scotty plays one word from a song. I mean, it's a tricky concept and we have to guess by title and artist
what the song is. Special edition today.
What's the score first?
At the moment, it is 8 to Lee's and I think I'm just waiting for...
She's on 4.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 4.
Finally cracked the midway point.
Okay. 8 to Lee's, 4 to Sarah. Yep, that is correct.
Okay.
And also, when you buzz in, when you get the answer... That's what it'll sound like for Sarah and for Lee's. But remember, you can steal. After you've buzzed in, you can steal if the person's taking too long. This is a special edition. The 80s edition.
Oh, shivers. It's about to get real in here.
And as has been noted by producer Az here, you guys should be pretty good at this because these songs are from when you're in your 30s. So here we go. 80s edition of the one word song game. The first word for you guys is...
Angels.
Oh my God, it's Madonna and it's like a virgin. Like a prayer.
Oh.
To Lee's.
Oh, it's like a prayer. She said like a virgin. Yes. That's what happened. Yes. Yes. Don't you lie now, Lee's.
That it's 1 point to Sarah.
Thank you.
I said it
given
first.
That you guys are very excited about that, she's actually joining Kate Langbrook this afternoon, 4:30.
In
an Australian exclusive chat.
Instagram.
Here on the radio station on Husey and Kate. Are you ready for song number 2?
Yes.
Sarah gets this, game over. It's best of 3. Here we go. The word is...
Don't you forget about me. Bye, you two. No, bye, in excess. In excess.
Don't you forget about me.
In excess.
No,
it's
baby.
Don't you or it's forget about me by in excess. What the hell is the name of that song?
Is it just Michael Hutchence, Don't Forget About Me?
No.
Is it forget about this song?
Forget about
me. Go to the next one.
Nah. Don't you by in excess. No. Don't by in excess. Don't you forget by in excess. Don't forget about me by in excess. Forget me by in excess. What the hell is it?
Don't you. Let's just try it again. Work together on me. Forget about me. No.
Baby, by in excess.
This is Baby. Don't You Forget About Me.
Come on, I came through with that.
Simple Minds.
Oh, we never would have got that, Lee's. Never.
Wasn't that in excess?
No, Simple Minds.
The look on Lee's face at me just then, when she was so convinced that we got her on a technicality.
It was in excess.
No,
that
Simple
is not
Minds.
My Simple Minds.
It's Simple Minds.
I think you'll find that that's incorrect. Because when I was watching the Michael Hutchence movie, he performed that song.
I did a cover of it.
That's fine if he performed it. The version we just played then was Simple Minds.
The original one. Like, you know when you go to a pub and there's a band playing a song?
Sarah, don't try and throw me under the bus. You jumped in excess as well.
No, I'm very sure the guy that's playing at the hotel on the weekend came up with Truly Madly Deeply. I don't think Savage Garden came up with that.
No, absolutely not. All right, here we go. Okay.
This is really the tiebreaker. Of a tiebreaker. No, wait. If Sarah gets this, she wins. If Lee's gets it, we have to go to a tiebreaker. Yeah. Here we go. One word for you guys is...
Drowning. I can feel it in the air, calling in the air tonight.
Phil Collins. Phil Collins in the air tonight. She said Billy Baldwin.
Thank God.
It was Lee.
Billy Baldwin. You said Bill somebody. By the way, it's Phil Collins in the air tonight.
Yeah, okay. Lee's got that one.
Oh, thank God.
Remember Cadbury did the ad with the...
What about the drumming in this, though? Like, this makes me want to learn how to drum. I mean, what I like in this
is it's as if we don't think Scott heard us the first time. And we will, you particularly, Lee's, will just repeat exactly the same thing you've said over and over again.
Yeah, gets angrier.
Like a Tourette's version of one word song game.
You can't say that.
Okay, here we go. The next word. This is it. This is the tiebreaker. Whoever gets this wins the game.
This is not good for
It's currently 8 to Lee's, 4 to Sarah. One word for you guys is...
In excess. It's bloody in excess, this one is.
I was feeling you were there. Baby, you were standing. I was there.
Two worlds colliding.
Never tear us apart by in excess. Never tear us apart by in excess.
Sarah.
Sarah got it.
She get that?
Because you just yelled out every line of the song as it was due to happen.
You were like, We were standing in excess.
Two worlds colliding in excess.
Two worlds colliding in excess.
I said never tear us apart in excess.
No, Sarah got there first, definitely.
You know what? If I have vocal cord damage, you guys are paying the bloody medical bill.
Lee says no to nodules. That's because you scream so much during this game. That's why you lost your voice, mate. That's it.
The one word song game returns next week. Oh, it is now 8 points to Lee's, 5 to Sarah. Have a good weekend, guys.
Roller coaster of non-vocal emotions.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
All right, welcome to the podcast edition of the One Word Song Game. Lise, do you need to take a few breaths after we did that on air just then, or you're doing okay?
Well, I feel like Sarah really stole her points there.
Okay.
Oh, payback's a bitch, isn't it?
No. That's how the game is played.
Yeah, I've got a replay. I've got a replay of Simple Minds. Don't you forget about me here. Forget in excess.
That is correct.
About me.
In excess.
Baby.
No, Sarah's wrong. That's how it went.
No wonder my brain shuts down.
I love how you thought you were going to push an intruder down your stairs when you're scared of me yelling. I mean, imagine.
Mate, if you were the intruder in my house, I'd just hand you my jewellery. I'd just say, take it, get out. I can't fight with you.
All right, are you guys ready?
You're like mixed martial arts is kind of in your DNA, I feel.
Are you guys
just
ready?
Roundhouse
for a special edition.
And karate chops.
I'm so ready. Is it still 80s?
Yeah. It's within the theme, the 80s theme. All right, here we go.
Hang on, my buzzer's not working. I can't hear it. That's it.
Here we go. The word that you are listening out for is.
Oh, she just said again, and I don't know it.
Can you go again? Straight. Yeah, I know the song.
Little our house
in
our
the
house,
middle of our street.
Our house in excess. It's not in excess. Our house.
Simple Minds. Simply Red. Men at Work.
Our Gassler. House by.
Madonna.
No, what? Our house. I don't know who performed it.
It's an M. Madonna.
Our house. In the middle of us. Okay, I don't know who sings it. Is this also the Coles song?
No, that's Down.
There's It's off this, though, and they performed the Coles song.
Oh.
Hold on. It isn't.
You're wrong.
I am not. There is
wow.
a
Lisa's Garage
supermarket chain that uses this song.
No, it was on. It used to be on like Better Homes and Gardens or something like that.
No,
there was
this
a renovated
is a TV
show,
commercial, guys.
Yes, but it was about houses.
No,
not
this
grocery
song
shops.
Is by a band that named themselves after Lisa's reaction during this game. That is our
Mental
house
as anything
by the band Madness.
Mental as anything.
That is a band.
Yeah, I
also,
know.
That song, guys, someone call. That song
they
is
can't.
In a hat.
It's a podcast, mate.
Call what? Call what?
Just if call Lisa's call, phone. Call, here's her number.
Find it.
04. You call, what's your number? 04.
Sarah.
128.
Our House by who? Our House by the Madness. It, Our House by Madness. Is that what it's called? By Madness. TV commercial. Here I'm telling go. You.
I'm telling you it's for a renovate. It's
this
for a home show.
So
I can see it. There's people. It's like it's Burke's a, backyard or something like that.
All right. Hit us, Lise. What's it from?
It's not going to be bloody Coles or Woolies.
Google's taking a while today.
She hasn't logged into your Wi-Fi.
Bird's eye fish fingers. Eat it.
What?
Mate, we're not eating it. You said
Wait,
it was Coles.
Show me. Play it on YouTube or wherever you found it.
That goes, bird's eye fish fingers.
Not in the UK, it doesn't.
Oh,
not in the UK, it doesn't.
When did you live in
the UK?
You never lived in the UK.
I
did too.
You did not.
But I lived across the pond in France and we had English. Guys, we had English TV.
You're wrong. You sat there going, I'll show you guys.
I'm not wrong.
It was an ad for Coles.
I'm not wrong. When we lived in France, we had English cable television. So that bloody tune got into my head and it was for fish fingers.
How can you get aggro at us? We've never lived in France, a.k.a. the UK, in Lisa's books.
That's your loss. I told you it was for an ad.
I'm about to play the ad, just so everyone knows.
League 3.
Here it is.
Oh.
That's not on the curriculum.
As luck would have it, these new bird's eye fish fingers are a fantastic natural source of omega 3. Genius.
It's fish.
Wait, it's fish. There's no point sitting there, bobbing up and down and giving us the double fingers.
At all.
No. And
do you mean it hasn't proved my point?
Well, I could pull any song out of my head and be like, that was on a Czech ad.
When did you live there?
It was in Czechoslovakia.
When did you live there?
In 1997.
I've got the time when the ad played over there.
Shit.
So when did you live there?
We lived there. We had English cable television from 2007 to 2000 and end of 2010.
Hang on. You did not live in the UK from 2007.
Not in the UK, Sarah. Did you even listen to
in
what
France?
I was saying? In France. And we had UK cable TV. Ask Jane. Call Jane up. Call him. Call the bloody footy club that we played for and we forced them to give us English cable. Because I was missing home and I needed to watch Neighbours.
What was the Neighbours theme song? Our house in the middle of our street. Come on, sing the Neighbours song. How does the Neighbours song go, Lise?
You guys hate that I'm right and that I have the play memory of an elephant.
I like how... If only you could see what Lise does when she's right. So she's just giving us the double forks.
But you know who can see
to
it?
To the three of us sitting around side her and she's tapping the lens on her glasses, leaving fingerprints all over it.
Our entire office has a TV feed of the studio and Lise has just been giving the fork straight down the camera.
Lucky there's no one here at 6 a.m.
We're recording this podcast.
In fact, that
at
message that came through. That message that came through
PM.
Was actually from our big boss Gemma saying, "What is Lise doing in the studio?"
She's here today.
That's what I've got. Yes.
She is too.
Yeah, I'm writing back.
You
she's
know
giving
what?
The forks to you.
Radio isn't a visual medium, so
stop it.
What?
I just told Gemma you were giving the forks to
Listen,
her.
I've got
That's
a
what
fever.
I wrote back.
Oh my god!
I got it right. Just accept that I know my TV commercials. Bloody hell.
Can you sing the Neighbours song?
If I wanted to.
Oh, don't you want to?
No. Nah.
Do it. Just show us because.
No, that's Home and Away as, you know, We Belong Together is Home and Away.
Yeah. You don't know the neighbours.
Everybody needs good neighbours. See what's happened?
I would hate to be your neighbour.
Oh, all right, go. What's the next one? Let's do it.
No, we're done. One? We're finished, mate.
We're all tired of your shenanigans. There's only so many times we can be given the forks.
Everyone needs a weekend now. We all need a little break. Need to take a breath.
I resent that you don't believe me when I say it. So I said it was Coles because there's fish fingers in bloody Coles, isn't there?
Oh my God.
This so somewhere why... I was right from the beginning.
I said that it was Crazy Clark's.
I think
because there's a Coles where Crazy Clark's is a day.
I think I've said before that if ever Lee's committed a crime, she would be the type of person who would just defend herself. She'd be like, I didn't say I was there. I said I was in the vicinity because there was a Coles nearby. And
that Coles was closed.
I felt like fish fingers.
I never said I was going to the Coles. Yeah. I said there was a Coles nearby.
Yeah. Also, was I correct that that television commercial played between the years of 2007 to 2010?
You were, actually.
Okay, so why won't anyone give
me... Here
we go.
So, suck it! up your all...
Yeah, but you've got to admit...
What?
You've got to admit that I was correct in that... You haven't admitted
okay,
it yet.
Do you want to know why we won't?
Why?
Because earlier during the show, no, that's fine. But during the show, you might remember we said that's a song by Simple Minds.
Yeah.
You then said, no, it's In Excess. That's wrong.
I'm also going to look that up, and I'm pretty sure In Excess performed that song.
That's fine.
At some point.
Take away.
We need some kind of compensation.
Sarah...
So when you went to the Normanby and like Tuffy was singing back in the 90s, right? The institution that is Tuffy in Brisbane, you would be like...
That was a cover band for those who don't recall.
No, Tuffy.
You would be like, that's a great original song.
I closed the Normanby like weeks ago. Tuffy was still doing Sundays there.
What do you mean the Normanby's closed?
They're like renovating it. It's closed at the moment.
Oh, that's where Will's asked for my number the first time.
Really? Mm-hmm. Did you turn him down?
No, actually, I forced my number on him, come to think of it. I said, if you don't ask for my number now, I'm never giving it to you ever again.
That was the move, wasn't it?
Yes.
Wow.
Because he'd been looking at me like a lost puppy for a couple of years. And I thought, mate, I know you think I'm out of your league, and you're right.
Producer Aaron just vomited a little bit.
No, I didn't say that. Anyway.
But her body language made it very clear. And then she turned the key of her chastity belt another notch to the right.
I said, it's going to be a hard game to play. But if you're up for the
it's
challenge.
A long game. On our 10-year anniversary, maybe. Once you've proved a decade of love and dedication.
Yeah. You may then look me in the eyes.
I said, this won't be easy for you. But... the door's open.
Metaphorically.
And there was no specifying which door.
Is your husband actually the intruder last night? Like, finally.
He was allowed into your house.
He's let himself into the family home.
Yes, and I called home security and I said, I'm going to push this bloke down the stairs if he comes back again.
All right, let's go have a weekend.
All right,
bye guys.
Tickety boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.